KM4CHY, W4DJW.
Hi, this is Oliver Kenwood with a Mac mount.
Oh, cool. It sounds good. Is the mag mount down in the house?
It was. I've got two. One's in the car, and the coax has kind of been up and going through the trunk and the doors and such as that. And at the other one, I couldn't really find it, and I walked by it, and it was stuck to the top of the water heater. So I hooked it up there, and the receive wasn't real good, so I ran it outside and stuck it on the metal roof.
Well, that's good. That'll get you a good ground plane on a metal roof. It sounds good.
Full quieting. I'm on low power here.
Let me look at the signal. Do it again, and I'll look down at the signal, see what your signal is. Yeah, it is full quieting, but let me look at the signal strength. And then hold the dead key for about 3 seconds.
4CHY.
Okay, it is full strength, and it's not full quieting. There is a little bit of noise on there, but I think conditions on the repeater haven't been that great lately, so it's probably not your setup. But it is full signal strength and very, very close to full quieting.
W4DJW, KO4WWZ.
Go ahead, Chandler.
How are you doing tonight, Dave? I've got some new equipment. How does it sound?
Let me finish up here just a second with, yours sounds good, but let me finish up here with Keith. He's got some equipment he's just putting online, too, and I was going through it with him. Let me finish that up with him, and then I'll get right to you. Does that sound okay? So, Keith, you did have a little, very tiny, tiny bit, but mine probably does, too. If I leave a dead key, do you hear white noise on mine as well?
You are full quieting, but I'll probably just stay on low power because I am getting in, and it sounds pretty good, so just soon run low power if I'm able to.
Bump it up a notch, and let's see if it goes, if it squashes out that. It might be because you're kind of a long way away from the repeater and 5 watts. Okay, whatever that was, that made it very scratchy, whatever you did there. Yeah, that didn't help. It's still kind of scratchy. And I'm not sure if it's the repeater or if it's you or if it's me, but it's still pretty scratchy. Go back to 5 watts again.
I believe it is the repeater.
Okay, yeah, because I'm hearing stuff in there I didn't hear before on 5 watts. So usually if the repeater's been sitting idle for a long time, it takes it a few minutes to get that static energy off of the antenna. I don't know if you've ever put an antenna up high, and then when the winds are high, if you take the end of the coax and you put it down close to something that's ground, it will arc. There's so much RF energy in it. Well, it's got to bleed that energy off before it gets a clean signal again. We don't have anything that bleeds it off for us. It just has to bleed off.
I've not experienced that with the RF energy, but I've run across it. Work at a drive-in theater, and we'd rewind the film, and you could hold your fingers on each side of the film. You know, we wore protective gloves, of course. Just barely touched the film on each side, and you could pass quite a static arc with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have believed it either, but the guy that used to be down here, Steve, who's up in South Dakota, he made a video. It was really windy up in South Dakota, it usually is. And he had his HF antenna outside, and he says, watch this. And he's taking a video of it, and he takes his coax off of his radio, and he goes over to the dryer, and he holds it about an inch from the dryer, and there's this big blue arc, just arc. He said, you could weld with this thing. Anyway, let me get over there to Chandler. You sound good. I think it's some noise on the repeater that's got to get burned off, but you sound good, Keith.
Thanks for the check, and Chandler, he does sound a lot better than he did before, so the new equipment definitely worked for him, I guess. Anyway, W4DJW, KM4CHY, we're fixing to head over to Easley for a few, and we should be back in time for the net, so talk to you then. 10-4-CHY, clear.
All right, Keith, safe travels. And Chandler, that does sound really good. What did you get? What's the new equipment?
4GJWK4WWZ. I have a Motorola MaxTrack 25-watt modem in the car.
Okay, well, it sounds really good. Like Keith was saying, it sounds a whole lot better than your first transmission with me, which was a couple of weeks ago. And you were on the Bofang inside the house. But it sounds really, really good. You did a good installation there.
I have a lot of help from Chad and a couple of other friends. If Chad's out there, thank you for your help with the antennas. And Dave, thank you for the signal report. How are you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing good, just tying up some loose ends before I head out to go down to Florida. My in-laws are down there. My father-in-law's not doing very well, so we're going to go down there and visit with him for a little while. I just got some, I've got my errands I've got to run and trying to keep up with what's going on the news over in Ukraine at the same time. But other than that, not a whole lot else going on. Do have the club meeting tonight, got to go to. In case anybody's listening, that is tonight. That's a 7 o'clock, and it's in about 5:30, an hour and a half. So I got to keep reminding myself to pay attention to the time.
If you want me to, I'll put down on my list to say a prayer for your family.
Well, I appreciate that. That's very nice. My father-in-law isn't doing well, so I do appreciate that. This time it's not. It's virtual this time, but normally when it's not virtual, it is at 940 Grove Road, but at the Red Cross building at 940 Grove Road. But this time it's going to be virtual. And they were talking about next time, so just keep tuned to the website and to the repeater to find out when they're going to make another one on site. But for now, it's virtual tonight. You can go to the website and it will give you the instructions on that's the front of the page on the website. It tells you, and that's Briars.cc. It's BRARS. It stands for Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.cc, and it'll give you the instructions on how to log into the Zoom meeting.
I appreciate
the information. Thank you very much. Who's calling the net or is there a net tonight? So this is the beginning of the month. So this will be Wendy. Wendy or Mark. Sometimes they trade off. Sometimes Wendy calls Mark, so Mark calls Wendy. Sometimes Wendy gets both of them, sometimes Mark gets both of them. But it'll be one of the two, Wendy or Mark. For the first two Mondays of the month, it's Wendy's turn. And for the remaining Mondays of the month, it's Anna's turn. It's on Mondays. So just so that makes it easy for you going forward. Wendy has the first two Mondays, Anna gets the rest. But sometimes their other half, their significant other, they swap out with them. So you can't ever be 100% sure.
Assuming when you say Anna, you mean Chad's wife, K-O-4-R-Y-P.
That's affirmative. She does the last half of the month worth of Mondays, and Wendy does the first half of the month worth of Mondays.
WWZ, W4DJW. Okay, yeah, I got you. I do want to check and ask one more question, just so that I don't mess up the net tonight if I jump on.
Okay, well, they make a little window of opportunity there at the beginning of the net for people that are brand new that are unsure about how it works. So if you get there early, you'll probably be able to get in that window if you want to. That's totally up to you, whatever you're comfortable with.
All right, Dave. Well, I did the pre-check-in today. I just wanted to jump on and see if maybe Chad or anyone else who'd like to talk to me. Since I'm doing pretty good on this night straight radio, I think it's going to be a good night.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, I'll let you go ahead and give them a call. It's good talking to you. Good to you. You're making really fast progress, too, already using pre-check-in functionality. That's cool. I like that. Anyway, take care. Your radio installation is A number one. Sounds great. KO4WWV, W4DJW. Talk to you. See you on the net.
304-WWZ. I'm clear.
R-Y-Q-K. Bubble. Monitoring.
Hey, David. Haven't heard you in a while. How are you?
I'm pretty good here. I'm headed out over to Saskatoon to pick up my meals.
Well, we're going to have to do, if you know how, we're going to have to try out Fusion over the air. We're going to have to do some Fusion over the air. You know how to do that?
Before I have a Fusion right handheld at the house here. The mobile's not Fusion, but my handheld's Fusion.
You don't have that 400 anymore?
And then I got the FT1D at the house.
That FX400... DX, whatever that is, that does Fusion, does it not?
Not Fusion. I don't have the 400. I get the, you know, remember the handheld I bought down there in Georgia? I think you're listening when I bought that handheld.
Yeah, but I got a 400. I got a FTM-400DX. Is that what your mobile is? Is that the same thing?
14 years old. It's the previous generation that does not have the digital modes on it.
Oh, well, what's one of the reasons I got it? Because I thought you had Fusion on that thing. Well, c'est la vie. I was waiting for you to come on the air so we could try Fusion.
My handheld, I had to get home to get the handheld stuff. I got a handheld that's got Fusion on, but I'd have to be able to reach you. So I have to carry the handheld in the car.
You have to go up to the other side. You'd have to come out of the valley. Well, there's no way we could do it with you down in the valley.
I might be putting up 6 meters pretty soon there. Well, I think I told you I got the property next door to me now. That's all cleared off, and now I'm ready to start planting my antennas.
So maybe I could go to the top of Paris Mountain, and you could go to the top of the valley, and maybe we could do it that way.
Because it's about 1,000 feet at the valley, and I think Paris Mountain's about 2,000 feet. Is that right?
Yeah, it's got a lot of noise up there, but you can still, I mean, if you pick the right frequency, you can still get out. You have to go try it out. I mean, it does do that. We could probably do that on 70 centimeters and send, does yours have a ability to take a picture?
I have to buy the microphone with the camera.
Yeah, from the WWZ mobile.
Hey, Chandler, I didn't get that. What did you say about the camera?
It's a handheld mic for my radio. It's got a camera built into it, the handheld mic.
Okay, so that'd be the same one that I would have to do in order to send digital that way. Anyway, we need to figure out how they work and see if we can get digital to work.
I can have an app. I have, like, your iPhone send text messages via Bluetooth over the radio.
Okay, well, Chandler's in there. Amy just got home, so I got a break for a few minutes. But Chandler's in there. He's a brand new amateur radio operator. His call sign is KO4WWV. Talk to him for a few minutes and welcome him to Ham Radio. And Chandler, that's David on the other side. His call is KJ4YQK. See you later, David. W4DJW Clear.
And did I hear that right? Your last radio call is WWV?
This is KO Oscar 4, Whiskey Z. KO 4, WWZ. How are you today, David?
That is a very good call sign there. That's a very good call sign, especially for CW.
How is it a good call sign for CW?
Letters would be real easy to send in Morse code and understand in Morse code.
I got you. What's your call sign again? Sometimes they say it too fast and I can't hear it all.
I don't have a very good call sign. It's KJ4YQK. That's a YQK.
4YQK. KO4WWZ. I got you, David. Thank you.
It's off the repeater. I'm not hearing that noise anymore. I was hearing a bunch of static earlier on the repeater, and now it's gone, which is good.
How do I sound?
I'm 9 solid. 5-9 solid. That's very good.
Right. Thank you, sir. I just got some brand new ham equipment, so I was hoping for that result. Thank you very much. Thank you.
like. You can't do any better than Motorola. Motorola's the best out there.
AJ4YGKK4WWZ. How did you know I was running a Motorola?
Motorola for a living in the Air Force.
Do you recognize the sound and audio?
Radios. They're very solid radios.
I definitely wanted a Motorola. I looked down at that. This Max Track and two other radios for 120.
Last another 50 years. They don't break it very often.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I'm getting into some heavy traffic here. I guess they're paying attention on the road here. I'll say Sanctuary East for now. KJ4YQK. We're monitoring, but not able to reply to anybody.
This is KF4 Whiskey Whiskey Dead. I will be monitoring and standing by. 4 NUE. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Whiskey Dead. WWZ Mobile and Monitoring. For NUE, this is KO4, WWZ. Can I ask the 4 Whiskey Whiskey Head? Who's the last station to key? This is KO4WWZ. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Head, mobile and monitoring.
KO4RIM.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Head.